Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. These stories were in Elgin newspapers on November 26, 1920. Most impressive were the Union Thanksgiving services of yesterday morning. The young people of the city gathered at the First Congregational Church at 7 o'clock a.m. for the Sunrise Prayer and Praise Service. The Ministerial Association also held a Thanksgiving service at 10 o'clock. The quartet of the First Congregational Church provided music for this service. Representatives of the various churches of Elgin were inspired and were benefited by the sermon given by Dr. H. O. Rowlands, pastor of the First Baptist Church. Elgin High School's splendid 6-0 victory over the strong Decatur team assured a trip December 4th to Stamford, Connecticut for a game with Stamford High, the Connecticut and New Jersey state champion. The Elgin Raspberry Club has started an active campaign to raise $1,000 to send the team east. James Gunning, 71 years old, a janitor at the Larkin Home for Children, died yesterday morning as the result of injuries received in a fall down the basement stairs of the home. Mr. Gunning had been carrying a half-filled barrel of apples to the basement when he slipped and fell half the length of the stairs, striking his head on the cement floor. William Jers, 480 North Street, is the proud owner of the last ball thrown in the 1920 World Series between the Cleveland Americans and the Brooklyn Nationals. Manager Tree Speaker sent the ball to Jers, who is a personal friend of the manager player. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Area Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.